on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, if I can't encourage you, I don't want to discourage you. I tell you, we have enough discouragement in this world. We face many trials. The Bible said in this life only, we had tribulations. We'll have tribulation, we'll have pain, we'll have suffering, and all these things. But if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. That's good news, my friend. And I've been preaching that news for a lot of years, so I'm getting too old to turn back now. So let's go right now and do this song for you here. And it said, they're gone at last. My sins are gone, gone at last. I've had a long streak of that bad, bad time. Sins, they were gone at last. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He obeyed my heart in love, and he wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. It's gone at last. It's gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time. My sins, they're gone at last. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. Oh, well, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad times, but my sins, they're gone at last. Fear, my eyes be filled with tears. Jesus, a friend, watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. Yes, my sins are gone at last. And isn't that a good thing? To know that sins have been forgiven. And when God forgives you, you have been forgiven. I don't care what you've done. I don't care about the past, because he takes the past and casts it as far as the east is the east and the west is the west. And he never remembers it again. That's hard to understand, but that's God. And God works in mystery ways, wonders to perform. And I'm here to tell you today that God is for you, and as long as he's for you, hey, you're on the winning side. So let's continue with this beautiful song here, and I hope you enjoy this. Good deal.
To my mind, I feel so worthless. I'm broken inside, but I must remember what God's word has said. Sins are forgiven and covered in red. In the depths of the sea,
blood. Never remember because of his love. Though Satan reminds me, Jesus has said, forgive that forgotten and covered in red. Top of Mount Calvary, with nails in his hand. Now he pleads for the guilty, forgiveness for them. Such love and compassion has never been seen. They're covered in red as he hung on the tree. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, never remember because of his love. Though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, and covered in red. Though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive that forgotten and covered in red.
Oh, yes, Satan will remind you every day. He'll tell you that sins have not been forgiven. But you say that when Jesus forgives you of your sin, my friend, you have been forgiven. And they're under the blood. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been preaching the blood here on this radio station for many years. And I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe in the old time salvation. I believe that God can renew your life. He can take away the old and give you something brand new. I know I've been in this way for 50-some long years, been preaching the gospel here on this radio station since 86, and I've been telling you the same message for many times, and I'm believing that because I know that sins are been forgiven. So you can just, take that to the bank with you. If the devil tells you, hey, you haven't been forgiven, you tell him God said that the Son of Man has come to set me free, and whom he set free is truly free indeed. So you can trust that. I know there's a lot of things you can't trust nowadays, but you can trust that. So let's go right back now, listen to this song, and I hope you enjoy this one. This one said, my mountain is only a hill. You can trust that. Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow, a problem that reaches the sky, and it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger, a mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, for my mountain is on. In a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding or beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me. made all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd. And it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson uncovers my mountain and shows me it is only a hill. Though I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied, my body isn't bleeding and beaten with strife. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Oh, no, I find my mountain is only a hill.
Yes, sir, my mountain is only a small hill in the sight of God. My mountain is a very small hill. You know, it's hard for us to understand sometimes, but God is still in control. So let's go back now and listen as Martha does this beautiful song for you. And I know you're going to enjoy that, but I want to do a song here by her. And if I can get this old box to play it. And I noticed Doris said that she was very lonely. Well, Doris, I know what it's like. I have got the taste of loneliness, and I know exactly what it's like. But God said he put no more upon us what we're able to bear, and we got good memories. We've got good memories. We can live by those. So I got good memories of Martha, and I know that you have good memories of Arvin. So I want to remember Louise and James and the broadcast and all who have paid and prayed for this radio preacher. I couldn't make it without your help and without your support. Every dollar that you send goes for this radio ministry. So I thank you for that, and I trust that you're planning on supporting us this month. Well, let's go and listen to this song.
A sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was going away. But as he rose through the clouds, he left them this message: I'll come back for you this same to remember very soon now we're all going home. Tarry here a little while, my brother. Tarry here and work while it's
I love this passage of scripture. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the miry, the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. Now, I want you to look at that again, please. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I didn't wait on the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. You see, God is not on our timetable. God works in his own ways, mysteries and wonders to perform. And we don't always get what we want, but we get what we need. And God said, I will supply all the need according to his riches and glory. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. You'll never go hungry. You'll never go thirsty because he made the rivers. He made the waters. And I know that they're having water problems throughout our country and many polluted waters and people are getting sick from that water. But this is a water that God gives you. And this water, he said, you will never thirst again. Oh, thank God for a river that flows from the kingdom of God and flows forever in our soul. But we must wait patiently upon the Lord. He said, he out of the horrible pit. And you know, sin is a pit. Once you get in that pit, in that miry clay, it's like quicksand. It'll pull you down and down and down until it has swallowed you whole. Sin has no mercy. Sin has no mercy. If we could ever understand that, we're on our way to another world. And God has given us grace, and his grace is so sufficient. But the miry pits of sin, and he said, out of the miry, horrible pit. And he said, out of the miry clay. And when we're in that clay, we're pulled down. It's like quicksand, and it's pulled us down, down, down. You notice when the prodigal son, he went down to the far country, and there he spent all of his substance. And in Abraham, it was a famine. He went down to Egypt, and on the road down to Jericho. There's always going down when we're involved with the devil's work. But God is always bringing us up out of the miry pit. He set my feet up on the rock. He established my goings. Hey, thank God to be established by God, to know where you're going, and know that when you get to the end of this road, that there is a better place awaiting. When we close our eyes in death here, it's only saying good morning over there. Life is like a vapor. It appeareth for just a moment, and then it's gone. God is not on our timetable to Calvary. And we always getting up and going forward. From the moment we accept the Lord, we must begin our upward spiritual growing and walking with him. Hey, I like that song. I walk with him. I talk with him all along the way. It's in the garden. And I would stay there in the garden, but I can't stay. It was like the man at the tombs, the man who was bound by legions of demons. But the Bible said that when he was set free, he said he wanted to go with Jesus. And Jesus said, go home and tell them what God has done for you.
So we need more people telling people what God has done for them. As said, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even a song of praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust it in the Lord. I've seen a lot of people come out of the miry pit of clay. I've saw them raise and testify that God is what God said he would do. I know I'm a picture of that. So many years ago, back in 1962, when God turned me around on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia, and told me, I'll save you. I said, God, save me right now or forget it. And God saved me the moment that I accepted him. David would not have had his experience if he had not waited upon the Lord. Waiting is hard. Hey, he'd have never been lifted up if he had not waited upon the Lord. If he had given up, he would have never had a new song. He'd have never been blessed by God. But God is a blessing God. God will bless you in the time of famine. God will bless you in the time of your storm. He will bless you when you wait patiently upon him. Isaiah 40 and 31 said, they that wait upon the Lord, not wait for the Lord, but wait not on the Lord, but some say, I am just waiting for the Lord to move. Well, maybe God is waiting for you to move. Maybe God is waiting for you to call upon him. He said, call upon me in the time of need, and I will hear and answer your prayer. And God is still a prayer answering God. There are things in our life that we are going to have to wait for, but there's many things that we don't have to wait for. James hit a high wit. He made this statement, the secret of patience is doing something else in the meantime. Hey, when we call upon the Lord, doesn't mean that we're just going to have to stop doing everything we're doing and wait patiently upon the Lord. In verse 4, he said, depart not from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. And they went into the upper room, and there they waited. They waited patiently upon God, because Jesus said, I will send you another comforter, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. In that upper room, hey, we can have that upper room experience right now. God is still pouring out his Spirit. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And on that day, many received the power of the Holy Ghost. 120 was waiting not to note that. It was after David waited patiently that he said, he brought me up. And if we don't wait patiently, God will never bring us up. Is the word up being used in your spiritual life? Are you always talking about that upward way? I love that song. I'm traveling on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. The old paths are gone. And now, behold, I sing a brand new song. He brought me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock to say, how long have I have to wait on the Lord? We don't know, but we do know he waited. He waited patiently, but because he waited, he was lifted up. He was lifted up, he was given a new song, and he said he was blessed. Hey, he inclined unto me and heard my prayer. Don't never think that God is not listening to your prayer. He's always listening, and for the moment that you think not, the Son of Man is coming. And I'm afraid, and I believe that he's coming soon. The eastern skies will burst asunder, and he will split the eastern sky. He will come to get his church, and I want to be in that first group that goes with him. And I'm ready, I'm prepared, and waiting for his coming. And I ask you today, are you waiting Are you waiting for the next trump to blow? The trump of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be gathered together ever to be with the Lord in the air.
It's over.
That shines by far. You may live to be 100 years old. But if you have not been saved, it all ends with the grave. For I want us to be together.
My unseen audience, I pray, Lord, that if they haven't made their call and election sure, that they will today, because there is a real place. There's a place called heaven. I listen to Martha sing that song. I pray for all my unseen audience. I pray for those, God, who are going through trials now, tribulations, and it seems like there's no way out. I pray for Doris, Lord. I know it's a lonely life to lose your loved one, and I've never lost a loved one. Well, I've lost my mom and daddy, but I know where they're at, and they're in a better place. So let's just raise our head and thank God for a better place to go when we leave this world.
Us to be together in heaven. I want us to be together.
Neighbor, there's only one way to miss that beautiful place, and that's not to be ready to meet God. Well, I'll be at the Pillar of Truth this morning preaching, and then I'll be back tonight at Red Sulphur preaching, and we're just having a great time there at the Pillar of Truth. I want to end this broadcast. I want to remember all my sick friends. I never do a broadcast, but what I don't think about you, I pray for you every day. I pray that God will be richly blessing you. I don't know who's listening to this broadcast, but I get so many people who comment on this broadcast. They love it, and they love what we're doing for the Lord. So you just keep hanging on. Keep praying for me. Keep helping the way. It costs money to stay on this radio broadcast, but so far we've been on it for many years, and God has blessed us, and God has brought us too far to let us down now. So let's continue to pray one for another. But until this same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it